Among the state and local referendums under consideration in the Oregon general election is ballot measure 114, a modest tightening of the state's gun laws. Predictably, the National Rifle Association has gone into panic mode, calling the measure, quote, the nation's most extreme gun control initiative. But if passed, Measure 114 would have almost no impact on existing gun owners. It simply requires that, in the future, background checks be completed and safety training take place prior to the purchase of a firearm. It would also prohibit the sale of high-capacity ammunition magazines. Measure 114 was promoted by a broad coalition of faith leaders and activists, and earlier this week, two of the chief petitioners spent time with Cecil and Celeste of KBOO's morning show, More Talk Radio. In response to questions regarding the need for completed background checks and the restriction of high-capacity magazines, lawyer and activist Elizabeth McKenna said this.
This bill does two things. First, it requires someone to have actually passed the background check and also get some training before they actually get the gun. Right now, you may know 3 days passes after you submit a request for a background check when you go into a dealer. And if 3 days passes and there's no response, the person can be sold the gun. That's not the way you deal with background checks, particularly involving guns. The other thing the measure does is ban large capacity magazines. Over 10 rounds, they're not going to be for sale. If you already own those magazines, you'll be able to keep them, but their use will be limited to places you'd expect them to be used. At home for protection if you want, at shooting ranges, competitions. They're two simple propositions that will make a huge difference in this state.
She went on to say that training prior to getting a gun permit was already in place in a number of states and that lives were being saved as a result.
There are 12 states now that have a ban of some kind on large capacity magazines. Washington just passed one last February, and California has had one for a long time. There are 16 states that have some kind of permit process. 9 or 10 of them really are very similar to this. Connecticut, when they passed this law, there was a decrease in gun-related homicides by 28% and a decrease in suicides of 33%. In contrast to that, Missouri had a law like this, and it repealed it. And the gun homicides went up by 47%, and the suicides went up by, I believe it was 32 or 33%. That sort of tells it all. The states that have these two provisions are the ones that have the lowest death by gun in all the country, and we want to join that group.
In addition to faith leaders, Measure 114 has strong support from many groups, including teachers, physicians and healthcare workers, veterans groups, and hunters, to name just a few. In response to concerns that the measure was driven primarily by Portlanders and was opposed in the rest of the state, Reverend Dr. Mark Knutson of the Augustana Lutheran Church said this.
It's not outsiders. This is Oregon. This is Oregon. Every county we have people. We have hunters. We have non-gun owners. We have gun owners. We have veterans. Our veterans are some of our most powerful speakers because they've seen what these guns can do. I've lived around Oregon, so I've seen rural areas that are just as progressive as urban. We have supporters in every county, and this is something that's bringing us together across the state, rural, urban, suburban. People see the common sense, and it saves lives.
According to statistics compiled by Everytown for Gun Safety, between 2016 and 2020, an average of nearly 550 Oregonians were killed by guns every year, and over 80% of those deaths were suicides, exceeding the national average by over 20%. Guns are the second leading cause of death among children and teens in Oregon, and 63% of those deaths are suicides. Measure 114 is not an attack on the Second Amendment. It doesn't limit particular types of guns, and doesn't yank guns out of the hands of existing gun owners. It's a common-sense upgrade to existing state laws that will save lives among Oregon gun owners and non-owners alike. For KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.